And this is Will here with you. Yep, that's right. It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. First here, I have with me Sam Missel, and he's going to be talking about the Living Nativity. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, Will. How you doing?
Oh, I am great today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We have our annual event coming up this weekend, and it's on Sunday, and it's at, I believe, 5:15, and it is the Living Nativity, which is kind of becoming a tradition here in Pierce, South Dakota. A lot of people know about it, a lot of people come to it, and it is at Resurrection Lutheran Church, and that is on Taylor Avenue. So if you take Capitol down to Taylor, it's right there on the corner of Capitol and Taylor. So we get pretty excited about it this time of year, and it's a pretty good event.
So I'm not familiar with what, really, honestly, I'm not familiar with what it is. So what is a Living Nativity?
Yeah, so everybody in our congregation, or a lot of people in our congregation, dress up as the different characters in the Nativity scene, from angels to shepherds to wise men to Mary and Joseph. Last few years we've had a live baby, but this year me and my wife didn't have a kid, so we will not have a baby this year. We'll use a doll baby, but then we have animals, we have sheep, and we have chickens, and we have ducks, and we have a donkey, I believe, is going to be there this year, and we've got a lot of fun animals, so it's kind of a petting zoo too, and you can come and you can. We'll sing Christmas carols. We'll read the whole story of the birth of Christ, and we'll just have a good time with the soup supper to follow. So a free will donation on a soup supper where you can come and get your bellies filled, and it's a pretty fun event.
That sounds good. So last year you just took it to another level and used a real baby, huh?
We did. We had our son about a year ago. He was born last October, and now he's one in a few months, and he is walking, and he is too big to be baby Jesus this year. We can't do it again. You get one shot to be baby Jesus, and, and both of our kids got to do that, so that was pretty fun.
Okay, it sounds great. So once again, just to remind everybody, it's like the location and what times it's going on.
Yep, it's at 5:15, I believe, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, and that is at the corner of Taylor and Capitol. I think it's 101 Taylor Avenue is the address, but it's right there at the corner of Capitol and Taylor. And there, again, free will donation, soup supper to follow. Should be pretty nice weather, which is always really good. You know, we've had it before where it's been very cold, and this is pretty easy weather right now. So if you can get out, you can come sing some carols with us. We can come inside and have a nice soup supper. You know, nothing is better than soup supper by Lutheran church ladies. So it doesn't get any better than that. I can promise you that.
Well, I think I'm going to have to check it out because I'm new here. I've only been here probably about a couple weeks. Been living here about a couple weeks. You know, that's why I like this segment, because I like to be able to meet some people in the community and find out about all the events going on.
It's actually a really fun event. It's one we make sure we do every year, and it gets a good turnout. There's always a bunch of people. It's mostly, there'll be some chairs set up. A lot of people stand, but it'll be chairs and standing. It'll last about an hour for the Living Nativity, and then maybe half hour, 45 minutes, somewhere there. I can't tell you the exact amount of time, but then the soup supper will follow, and you'll come inside and be warm, and there'll be bread and soup, and lots of different types of soup. It is a fun event. I'd recommend hitting it if you get a chance. So.
Okay, it sounds great. So everybody, you heard it here. So that'll be a chance to just come out there and help you get into the Christmas spirit and just experience it, Living Nativity. I've never been to one before, so I'm interested to see what it is.
So yeah, no, it's fun. It's really fun. You'll like it.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Okay, and have a great day.
I will. You too.
This has been People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by Lee Real Estate. Yeah, that's right. We're back with People in Your Neighborhood. And I am joined now by Carol Gengler and Mitchell Honan. They're going to be talking about Surprise Package Christmas Concert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you both doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, it's good morning.
Yeah, can't complain about the weather we've been getting here.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm from Indiana, so I guess Mother Nature's kind of decided to take it easy on me, I guess, this winter here.
Well,
it looks
you'll be
like.
Glad you weren't don't here last
it.
Year.
Yeah, don't jinx it. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to have our concert after Christmas last year because of the weather.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But this year, it's on this coming Friday.
And Saturday.
Yep. So Friday at 7 p.m. And Saturday.
At 2.
And we are at the
Trinity Episcopal Church here in Pierce, South Dakota, 408 North Jefferson Avenue.
Okay, so I have a question. So, I mean, basically, what kind of music is it? Like, is it like orchestral or like what is Surprise Package? Because I'm not familiar with it at all.
Well, the reason that the name Surprise Package stuck is because it's often a surprise as to if all of us can get there or not. But we do a lot of gospel music, and it's between 4 and 6 or 7 part harmonies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have a pianist sometimes it's organ and sometimes it's piano and sometimes it's a cappella. And we have 16 numbers that we'll do. We'll have a little time in between. Jim Zahna is playing the piano ahead of time this year, which for most people in Pier, they know that Jim is just a fabulous musician. So mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I would say, in a nutshell, sacred choral music with accompaniment or without.
Okay.
Varyingly.
Now, so does it cost anything to get in or?
It was a free will offering.
Okay.
And we'll designate a charity in town, and most of the money will go to that. There are some operations that need to be paid for, too.
Yeah, most of our costs that we would use any of the money for is just to buy music.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
So, what's the days? What's the days for it again?
Friday and Saturday, this week.
And what's the times?
7 p.m. on Friday. And 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay. Sounds good. I think I might go check it out because, like I said, I'm new here.
Yeah.
You know, I like to be able to get out in the community and, excuse me, and just be able to meet members of the community. That's why this is my favorite segment of the morning to do, because I get to meet new people, like, every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you won't be sad if you come. And then the other thing that's really nice for meeting new people is that afterwards we have snacks, and so... or treats, and mm-hmm. So then everybody hangs out and you can meet some more new people.
Yeah, well, it sounds great.
Yeah.
And if you went to All Is Calm, put on by Pier Players, and you liked it, you will recognize some faces in this group.
Yes, because we have Nicholas Johnson has joined us this year, and then Kevin Kumpf, Rod Balk, and Mitch Honan, we're all in the play. And so you'll see those familiar faces. And then we also have Brenda Friend, Diane Kerwald, Lisa Stanley, and Nicole...
Schneider.
Thank you. And Katie Larson, Michelle Linvitt, Missy Slothog, and Stacy Smith.
As well as Ben Orsman, Will Hansen, Michael Pangburn, and our director, David Huft.
And Lori Kennecke is our awesome accompanist.
That's right.
So...
Okay, so you heard it here. Surprise Package Christmas Concert, Friday, December 15th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 16th at 2 p.m. And it's at the Trinity Episcopal Church. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and of course, like they said, it's a free will donation, so you can come on in and just make a donation and help a good cause around the area. Well, I thank you both for coming in this morning. It was great to meet you.
It was nice to meet
Likewise.
You.
Likewise.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, and have a great day.
Thank
you.
You
too.
This has been People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by Lee Real Estate.